Blog Talk Radio.
One, two, three, four.
And blessings. Welcome to another edition of What Dao? What Dao? The Comedic Path to Peace. I am your host, Reverend Dr. Queen Mother Imaku, and I'm so glad to be with you another week. I hope that your week was successful. Now, what that means to you, that may look different to me, but I hope that you had a good sense of satisfaction and peace in the way that your life flowed since the last time that we were together. And, you know, there have been so many things happening within the Kemetic community, at least on the end with Akelu Temple of the True Living Waters. You know, the events page is now up and the calendar is continuing to fill up. I'll be adding to the roster today the fact that Akeru Team VA, as we call our beloved priests and priestesses down in the Virginia Beach area, they'll be participating, well, not just participating, they'll be opening the way of a major ancestral ceremony that'll be coming up, I think it's this weekend, but I need to check my text message here, but it will be up by the end of the day, definitely by the time the show is over and I go back to doing all of my web work. Hopefully you've had a chance to check out our new website at akerukemetictemple.info. That's akerukemetictemple.info. We have we're planning a full moon family camp out coming up in October. That's going to be great. We have really fallen in love with Sandy Hook. We were there for our Wepper and Put celebration, you know, with a day at the beach and then an evening in ceremony. I was there for the summer solstice, and that's when I said, this vibration is right for us. And now we're going to be doing winter camp out. I'm going to winter camp out since I was a Girl Scout. I was too happy about it then. Grateful for the experience now, but not trying to get back into that again any time too soon. But this will be a fall camp out. And, you know, in October, we really don't know what the weather is going to be. Sometimes other times it is very, very warm. Whatever the case, we will be prepared. I'm used to the edge. I am prepared for whatever the weekend and the full moon brings us during that weekend. That's October 18th to the 20th here in New Jersey. And so we'll be having ritual. We'll be having always food and feasting. We love to eat. And we will also be having, there'll be hikes, and I intend to bring my bike because there are bike trails. And for those of you who've been to the website and seen pictures of me on my bike, I'm serious about my biking, okay? I mean, I don't go up in the mountains and so forth. It's not a mountain bike. But folks here in Elizabeth are used to seeing me up and down the roads on my 10-speed. And so I certainly intend to take advantage of the biking trails there at Sandy Hook National State Park. Go to the website, to the events page, and you'll see a separate link for the retreat. If you're interested in joining us, then you can contact my personal assistant, Mati Marit. Her phone number is there, and you will get further instructions on what to bring, because, you know, camping is serious now. Tent camping, we're going to be in tents. And really experiencing nature. In fact, I call it, I'm calling it a full moon back to nature camp out. So being out in the elements with the fire pit and ritual around the fire, and but also having a chance to go to the water and enjoy the lovely ocean that is there, as well as the ponds and other waterways, looking greatly forward to experiencing and learning and teaching more about nature from the perspective of being out in nature. Because truly the word nature does come from nature. And nature represents what people call God. It is the life force. It is the everything. Everything. But through the elements, we come to a greater understanding of nature. So being unafraid to camp out is a way of being able to stare down any fears that you might have about aspects of nature that live within yourself, okay? I love camping. I love being out in nature. Ever since I was a child, I would go out hiking and just observing nature. Observing nature is one of the best ways to get to know the nature or the guardian. We've been talking about the Meet the Family chapter of my book of Understanding Semitic Magic. And again, that is going to be a new book with a new title. Watch for that. That will also be coming out in the fall. But continuing with our conversation about the guardians. Today we'll be talking about Os, or Oset. Many of you know her as Isis. That's the name the Greeks gave her. But anyway, that's the topic for today. And ironically, I jumped on the air a little bit late. Actually, late for me. Usually I'm on several minutes before the show starts. Usually about 10 minutes, actually, so that I'm prepared and, you know, I have switchboard open and all this. But today I was a little late for me because I was actually on the phone with my daughter. Quite ironic, I thought, because of the fact that we're talking about Oset today, and she is the great mother. When my children call me, everything stops. And they know this, which is why when my daughter called and I said, "Oh, honey, I'm getting ready to go on the air," she basically was just like, and just kept talking because she had something to tell me about a really significant event that happened in her life. Now, you know, talking is a very big thing in my family. I come from a family of talkers and storytellers, and so it's really not at all unusual the fact that my daughter is a stand-up comedian. Yes, that's right. And she's fabulous, and she's funny. She's been funny since she was a kid. She's been a really gifted writer, and she is just an outstanding stand-up comic. Now, in terms of the fact that I really encourage and have always encouraged my daughters to follow their own paths and to not try to be like other people, it is no surprise to me that my daughter tells me that, you know, listen, well, when it's, I'll only let you know when it's cool for you to come because of the fact that I'm not necessarily a clean comic. And my response was, okay, because I respect the fact that I truly believe, that I truly know that this is her gift and this is her path. She graduated from a major college with a double major in theater and also in Africana studies. And she has always had a very astute way of seeing the world. So I congratulate her on her stepping into her path and owning it and being true to herself, because that's all that she has ever known to do and to be. My love and respect also not only to her but also to my other daughter, who is the executive director of the Bronx Documentary Center. Both of them are doing major things to create change in this world. I told them both from when they were small, you are here to set this world ablaze. And this is something that every parent should tell their children, his or her children, okay? Every parent should be instilling positivity into each and every child, knowing that everyone is different and they are not here for your benefit, okay? I mean, yes, we should be teaching them to respect us as elders, and we should live lives that cause them to respect us, okay? Lives that cause them to respect us. But we also should make sure to nurture that special something that resides within every single child that we have. Nurture it. Take the time. Take the time to nurture your child. If you go to, or when you go to the website and see the camp out page, you'll see that I have a note saying that basically well-disciplined and responsible children are welcome. However, do not expect, even though we have a community area over at Sandy Hook, do not expect that we are going to turn into your babysitters, because you will be asked to leave. If your child is running around loose with no supervision, and I'm talking about a child that's not responsible, okay? I mean, certainly when children get a certain age, then you allow them to go and explore, but certainly with instructions where they know, come back at a certain time, meet me here, whatever. But if you have a child that is too young, you know, for that kind of thing, then this is not your break time for you to go and do what you feel like doing while you dump what has been your problem on the community. I was gigging down in Virginia one time, and there was a woman who basically was asked to leave because she just left her child. She just brought the child over to a group of other parents and children that were playing and took off to go to workshops. Didn't bother to ask, may I leave my child with you? Didn't even know these people, but expected, because of the fact that there was a good sense of community, that she was going to be allowed to get away with that. And then got upset because she was asked to leave. You know, you have to be responsible for your children. Responsible. You have to be able to see the forest for the trees. See what the future holds for them. Understand what their divine mission is on this planet. Okay? And do not try to turn them into something that they are not because of what you want them to be as opposed to what they're supposed to be. Okay? Know their mission. How does this tie in with today? Today we're talking about OSET, known by many of us in the community also as OSET. OSET. She is the representation of the ultimate mother. The ultimate mother, not only the ultimate mother, but also the ultimate mate. She is utter devotion. In spite of everything, she remains faithful to her task, to her divine mission and recognizing that she had great work to do in order to help not only her family, but the family of man. Now, we just came out of Weapon and Push, and I briefly mentioned at the end of the last show about how at Weapon and Push we not only honor the energies surrounding the Hapi, including the Hapi, and then also Bernadette, Heket, Kanum, Satet, but we also honor the energies of Nut and Geb and the five children that were birthed from their union. And the five children are Heru Or, that's Heru the elder, that's the brother. All right, it's not the child of Aset and Asar. And then you have Set, Nebuhet, Asar, and Aset. Not necessarily that order. But leaving Aset for last, because of course we're talking about her today. Now, because of the fact that they were both the children of heaven and earth, that meant that they were commissioned just by nature of their being born to bring a higher standard of living and knowledge to mankind. They were here to seed and help mankind. Now, many of you, of course, are familiar with the story of Asht, or Set, Aset, and Asar, and how they were regents in Kemet. Asar, who's also known as Wasir, that's a future show, was king, and Aset his queen. Now, let me just say this. You know, I meet women who ask me all the time about, is it true that in order to find a mate that they need to call on Aset? Well, you can call on her to find a mate. But you have to look at the story in order to understand the nature of what you're calling in. Should you call upon Aset as your guardian to bring in a mate? Generally, I tell people to call on Bast because she represents home and hearth, or Heteru because she is, of course, the highest element of love. But to call in Aset to help you, she'll help you. Okay. But you have to look at the other side of what happened in the story. Now, I have to admit, years ago, when I approached the story, I was coming with a certain level of understanding. And, you know, as the years go by and the more you open yourself up to the personal teachings that your mentor, your godparent, and also the Netcheru themselves bring you, then you realize there's much, much more. Years ago, I used to buy into the notion that Aset's sister, Nebuhet, was basically just some infidel, okay, who brought on infidelity in the situation with the marriage of Aset and Asar. I have now come over the years to understand that Nebuhet represents a divine function. Why do I bring up Nebuhet? And certainly I've thought about her before, not in this forum, but in other shows that I've had. Because to understand about us, you have to understand about Nebuhet, who represents, in a sense, her shadow, the part of us that we don't want to embrace, but we need to understand in order to have full integration of who we are. Now, Nebuchadnezzar tempted, or really challenged, all right, I don't mean tempted in terms of temptress. She challenged her sister's husband, Assar, by coming to him in the veil of night and dressed as her sister, Hatshepsut. Why? Well, let's look at what Hatshepsut and Assar were doing for Kemet. Assar was traveling the world and teaching about agriculture and abundance through agriculture throughout the world, okay? And this, of course, changed society from being one of purely hunter-gathering to being able to stay in a location and grow your own. And then also to be able to sell what you grow. So he also, as a result, became the guardian of abundance. So that elevated the status of living for people. But he also taught about harmonious living, being in balance with your world. Ost as well taught about how to be harmonious, all right, working as a community. And she ruled in her husband's absence. As he traveled, she was the one who sat on the throne. Throne. The word for throne is Ost. If you look at the pictures that I have posted for this week's episode, you will find one of Ost wearing her crown, which has a throne upon it. When we say that we are in control of our divine beings, these bodies that we are given, we say that we are on the throne. When you're in control of every aspect, body, mind, and spirit, you're on your throne. You don't let anybody throw you. You stay centered, okay? You're working from a place of Meneb, all right? The balanced heart, yes. And Meneb, which is the centered heart, all right? So one has balance, the other one is focusing on being centered. Being on your square, okay? So here you have Nebuchadnezzar. Neb means master. Nebet is the female version of master. Play on that would be mistress, but one who is the master of his or her own house. Het is house. Okay, so Nebuchadnezzar challenges you through mastery, challenges you to be mastered in your actions, in your thoughts. So she challenged her beloved Assar to, and I say beloved from the term of being one who is loved, not in terms of the mate. And I say that also because when Nebuchadnezzar challenges you, it's because she loves you. I mean, you may not think so by the time she gets done with you if you're not on your square, but it's for a place of higher love. But she challenged her brother to live up to the best of himself by coming veiled as her sister. Well, he ended up sleeping with her. Now, my contention always has been, well, every man knows his own husband, you know. So, you know, he's kind of made a choice to do this. However, it was an act of sacrifice for both of them. Why? Because through what he ended up having to go through from that act was death to self. Okay, so this is a really highly abridged version of the story. You can read more about it in either of my books. Harken back to some of the other lectures that I've done. But he ended up then going from being immortal to mortal. He faced mortality and experienced what human death was. And that's because his brother found out that he had slept with his wife and killed him. That's dealing with Set, okay, and the properties of Set. But now, where is Set in all of this? Surely, yes, she knew because of the fact that she is, her energy is so powerful and she is high magic. Certainly, she knew what her sister was going to do. Absolutely. Why? Because she embraced her sister. Because she embraced her as her own. She embraced the shadow side of herself. And your shadow challenges you. She knew that something great was going to come from what appeared to be this act of indiscretion. She knew her husband was going to be with her. She knew. Now, it takes a big woman, woman of a high caliber, to accept this is something that must be done. Why? Because she, Set, is able to see into the future and able to act from what she knows must be. Okay? And she knew that in order for her husband to achieve his greatness, that he was going to have to experience death. She knew that Nebuchadnezzar was going to have to be the one to help to transmute the energy. Because in order to become great, you must experience some level of death to self on a spiritual level. The 14 Kaul of Re, the 14 spirits of Re. One of the spirits is Sheps, which means majesty. It also means being a divine vessel. But Sheps means that you have achieved renown. You are respected. And you are someone who is worthy of praise. We use the word Shepsu to refer to our ascended ancestors, all right? But after Sheps is Kemet, which means lamentation. Lamentation. Why? Because of death. Death brings sorrow. I mean, there are times when, yes, it does bring joy because of the fact that you know the person is suffering no longer and you know that they have lived a good life and they have moved on to the next plane of existence where they can become an ascended ancestor. We mourn because we miss them. We mourn because we have to find a way to be able to move on without them. But we also know that what is coming is better if that person has lived a life in just such a way. Now, in terms of the way it relates to spirituality, oftentimes people will come to a place of ascension, if you will, or being exalted. That's the word that I want to say. They become exalted because of the life that they have lived. They become a person of great respect and great renown. But then when people oftentimes come to a place where they realize, wow, got all this, my name is out there, and people look up to me, and people want to be me, and I have this, this, and this, I've acquired all these things, but there's something missing. Something is missing. Then they go through the process of spiritual death in order to be spiritually resurrected, because the next step after that is Sepej. I'm ready. And then after that is Jed, the resurrection. Okay? This is a process that we see that happened with Asar, with Aset, with Nebuchadnezzar. Okay? Now, Osset is often depicted as some weeping woman, the tears of us, the tears of Osset. But tears are essential to healing. And in this case, the tears of Osset, which are sometimes thought of as the rains that fall that cause the flooding of the Hapi, that was a very ancient explanation that the Kimiyu used for why the water became so full and flooded over. These were from the heavy rains that came from the Nubian region and then flooded over the Nile, the Hapi. Whatever the case, you know, even though now it's understood that there is the rise due to the rising of the quote-unquote dog star that I talked about last week, you know, Septet and Septet. Still, the metaphor for Ost remains with her tears, her sacred tears. When we go through change, it's often painful. The very process of becoming a Kemite, Kemiyu, is one that challenges you to grow. It challenges you to grow. Why? Because you have to shed a lot of the Western behaviors, thought patterns that we have been born into or exposed to and that have shaped our way of thinking and of living. As I say to my students all the time, the process is a process. It is a process. As we embrace the language, as we begin to speak the language, as we have a new level of understanding about the language, as we understand that we carry ourselves differently, we have to leave all of the old, less than elegant behaviors behind. Because if you notice, for people who are in the culture, for those of us who have been exposed to people who have been living the culture, and that's the benefit of being able to have a community, because you're able to reflect back to each other how we should be. There is a certain grace and elegance and dignity that you will see people who have been in the Kemetic community for a long time carry themselves, ourselves, with a level of distinction. Why? Because your mind has changed. Your mind has changed. You come to a new place of understanding. You know what? Maybe I do talk a little too loud. You know what? Maybe this dress is a little too tight. You know what? Maybe I should stop wearing jeans all the time and start wearing cultural garb. Because you realize you need things that are consistent with your vibration. Because as your vibration changes, you change. Your perception changes. You're able to see the impact of what you do and how it looks to the world. You're able to understand the reverberations and see in thin deep, like Osset. Okay? Therefore, you know that what you do will impact upon those around you and future generations. Yes. You'll notice that we don't like to argue. We will defend our turfs, yes, but we find a new way of communicating in order to stay in Ma'at or Ma'at. Back to the 42 laws. Yes. But in order for that to happen, you have to let yourself yield to the process. That also means that as you're going through this personal change, it's important to have those around you who are understanding and supportive, because there are going to be folks who want to try to destroy you, folks who really want to take advantage of the fact that you are working so hard on changing who you are. Aset is there for that support, just as she was there for her husband. The first time he was killed, because he was killed twice, he was thrown into a coffin. Well, let me say that correctly. It wasn't he was thrown into a coffin. He laid down into this coffin that was presented as a gift at an elaborate party that set through. After he found out that his brother had slept with his sister, then he wanted revenge. So he threw an elaborate party and had a coffin that was made to the specifications of his brother's body. And to have a very elaborate sarcophagus back in those days was really, that was quite something. That was quite considered quite valuable. So here is a beautiful sarcophagus. And at this party that announces that whoever fits is going to be the recipient of the sarcophagus. So one by one, partygoers, they all get in, too small, too big. And with Wasir or Asar, it was just right. At that point, after he got in, then the lid was slammed down. Set had his henchmen nail his brother in. And you know, it's interesting because it used to be, from the way that I was taught years ago, that one of the initiation rites for people coming through priesthood was to be nailed into a coffin and to have to figure out from a metaphysical juju standpoint how to get out. Now we have life metaphors that happen where you get nailed into a coffin and have to figure out how to get out. But going forward, so Aset, naturally was not happy about the fact that her husband had just been thrown into a coffin, and then the locked into a coffin, I'm sorry, and then the coffin was thrown into the Hapi. She went on a search to try to find her husband's body, along with her sister, okay? Because this was not a situation of, hey, you slept with my man. No. It was understanding the entire process. Understanding. One thing that we do as Kimayu is not jump to conclusions. We are supposed to watch, wait, listen, understand, okay? Watch, Ari, listen, Sedimen, okay? Understand, Sia, the perception, so your perception changes. Okay, well, Sedimen actually is to hear, but also it's to understand. And then you move from a place of wisdom, Sia, so that you make an informed decision, okay? So she was very fully aware of the fact that she needed her sister because her sister was her. The two of them went on the search to go and find the body of Wasir. It had grown into a willow tree. The Kemetic word for willow is Jasir. Jasir. And you know, my thematic prayers that I do every day, and we will be doing a prayer before we leave. I realize I jumped right in today without giving homage to the Netru. In fact, you know what? Let me just stop right now. Give thanks and praises. Netjalak Netru, Duan Netru, Erdan Netru, Ma'etanu, Anku Jaseneb. Ner Urek M. Ketapu M. Hawi M. Kered M. Hau Akeru M. Hau Kepra M. Hau Kemet M. Hau Taut Seki 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 Twau 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 Aen Show your face, Mitchell. Thank you. Give us balanced revenue within my eight, life, health, strength, love, protection, peace, and blessings in our homes, with our children, in the sacred house of Akeru, in the shrine of Kebra, my home temple, in the family of Kemet, in the world family. May we all ascend. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thanks. And a quick prayer to the ancestors. And the Chirak Yakut, and the Chirak Shepsu, Dua Yakut, Dua Shepsu, Erda Yakut, Ashepsu, Rep Hek Hekau, Ner Neferet Hetepu, Urep Tekemet Anu, Anuk Kut, and Shepsu Nebu, Sheki, 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 Wau, Dwau, Dwau. Show your face, mine ancestors of light. We thank you. Give us wisdom, guidance, words of power, love, success, peace and blessings, protection, strength, bravery, and balanced revenue. I am a divine light to all of my ancestors. May we all ascend. Many thanks. Offer life to you. Give thanks. I also want to mention, give thanks and praises. Again, you're listening to Wat Dao, Kemetic Path to Peace, as part of the Main Street Universe Network. Thank you again so much for providing this time, place, and space for these lessons. Wow, thank you. Okay, now moving forward with the story and talking about mentioning about my prayers. Every single day in my prayers that I do to the Kemetic Water Spirits, I mention the willow. I am the willow. I am the willow. And this is because with Wasir, his body went into the willow tree first. And it emitted this really wonderfully sweet, the sweet odor. And this is, and I'm sorry, Jelet. Jelet is the word for willow. It emitted a very sweet odor, and so King had the tree cut down and put into his courtyard. Well, Ox found it. She managed to get the tree and cut the sarcophagus out, and then she and Nebuchadnezzar did resurrection rituals to breathe new life into her husband's body. Seth found out and then had his body packed into 14 pieces. 14 pieces. The 14 Kau of Re. Again, that's a future show. No accident. Okay, so she again went, she traveled to find every piece of her husband's body. She and her sister, they put the body together. Performed a karast ritual. Karast means mummified remains. And through the miracle of metaphysics, she was able to bring forth seed from him. Again, it's a highly abbreviated version. I didn't even mention about the fact that she was able to retrieve 13 of the pieces because his penis had been swallowed by the Oxyrhynchus fish. She fashioned a new penis, attached to his body, and she was able to bring forth seed. Okay, a lot of this is metaphor, but also a lot of it is high mysticism, too, because there were some amazing things that happened back in Kemet. Amazing. Anyway, so she becomes impregnated with the son, Heru, who she knew was necessary because he was the future. He was going to be the salvation of Kemet. She raised him to be a warrior. Long story short, he, as an adult, was able, after battling his uncle, to regain the throne. Now, again, this is missing a lot of pieces. This is just a short version here because this is only an hour show. but on top of that, it's important to note this. Now, I mentioned at the top of telling this tale that many women call on us in order to find a husband. Okay, let's look at that. Let's look at the story. Ast was utterly devoted, indeed. Utterly devoted. But she also had a lot of problems. Eventually, she ended up basically raising her son. Her husband was in Amenta, and she was going and nurturing her son's, I mean, her husband. Her husband was in Amenta. She was going and nurturing her son's, because she was nurturing her son on the earth plane, but also nurturing her husband's soul, feeding his ba and elevating his ka while he was in Amenta. That's a lot. That's a whole lot. And with that, that means that if you call on us and you get a mate, in truth, there is a good deal of chance that you're going to be meeting a lot of challenges. Okay? More than the average person. Our temple used to be an Ast temple. Ast still sits in the heart of this temple, okay? But I found that being an Ast temple meant that we were living true to the story of Ast. Ast ended up having secret enemies. You know, things happening to her just because she existed. I mean, you know, that's not uncommon for people who carry the name of Ast. All of a sudden, you find you have all these haters. Well, what did I do? You know, all these things happening. Wait a minute. All this stuff going on around you, but there is directly related to you, and you're just trying to live your life. It is not uncommon, also, for there to be challenges with your mate, perhaps, being unfaithful, you know, or even having children that don't appreciate you until you get much older, because that's what happened with Heru, all right? Now, the thing is, you've got to be responsible for what you invoke. Are you a strong enough woman in the wake of turmoil to be on your throne? Are you strong enough to be able to breathe new life into your mate, to resurrect him? It should also be noted that when Asar began to ascend from Amenta to become the king of heaven, because he became the king of Amenta, which gave him dominion over the ocean floor and the world beneath, and then also of heaven. As he began to ascend, who did he thank? He thanked not only his son, because his son's just actions helped him to ascend, but he thanked his wife, because were it not for her, he would not be, the son would not be. All the actions that took place that helped to connect things together, to reconnect, well, because of us. This is also in terms of community, because she had her eye on the well-being of the community from a local scale and from a global scale. Knowing that their story would live on into infinity, do you have that strength? This means that you have to know yourself. This means that you have to be centered. This means you cannot just give into your emotions at every turn. Yes, there is a place for emotions. Again, the lamentations, the tears of us. But these tears eventually lead to healing. You do not hear about her crying all the time. No. She cried at the death of her husband. A weeping woman is not a woman of strength. What I mean by that is, I'm not saying you can't have emotions. You have to have emotions. I mean, it's normal. I mean, if you cut your emotions off, then that's not normal. Having emotions in their correct place is another thing. You saw that she wept for her husband. Okay? In addition to that, though, she was weeping for mankind. She knew that her husband was here to help mankind, and she knew the work that he was doing. But she had a response to that. She brought forth his seed, then, to take the place of her husband on this earth plane. And her son became victorious and balanced in battle when he became balanced in both his male and his female. Prior to that, he had been fighting his uncle from a place of anger, which was justified, but also from a place strictly yang. Once he became balanced and accepted the fact that his mother was a woman of wisdom, and appreciated her, that was with the removal, well, his eye was gouged out, and when it was repaired and given back to him, it became his metaphorical third eye, and his eye was open. He was able to see. His perspective changed. Prior to that, he had been a rash young man who took out a lot of things on his mother, who was trying to help him, and he did not understand. Because he did not have the spiritual elevation and understanding yet. When you come into a new place of understanding, again, what happens? Your perception changes and you grow. Okay. Now, going back to us. Now, listen, for a woman to do all these things, she has not only got to have a good strength of character. She's got to have her juju tight, okay? It's got to be in place. There are folks who want to come into the house of Ost because they want to learn high magic, but not for the greater good. They want to become powerful from a personal place in order to show off, in order to overcome their insecurities. The magic, the juju, the energy work, as we call it, get that term from Grandmaster Cam, do our Grandmaster Cam, is one that is for healing, because Ost is the great healer, all right? Healing takes on many forms. Sometimes, yes, individuals need to be removed from certain situations, but things are not done from a place of anger and revenge seeking. Truly, if there was anybody who wanted to seek revenge, it would have been Ost. It would have been if she were not balanced. And a lot of people don't understand it when you choose not to engage in chaotic behavior, in giving into your emotions, your lower emotions. When you stay calm, while other people are acting out in their madness, other folks think that there's something wrong with you. No, it's just that you've really come to a place of understanding. There's no need for me to get upset. You see. Grand Queen Ost, who is the magnificent High Priestess innate of Grand Master Cam and of the Shrine of Kepra, said years ago, I remember saying that Ost will help you, all right? But she is not an enabler. People think because of the story with the way that she continually, you know, chased after her husband to help him and chased after her son to help him, that she was an enabler. No, that's a negative quality of us. But she was not. She was strong enough to deal with all of this, first of all. Second of all, she was aware of the fact that she was the one who had the healing energy to get them to where they needed to be. But she will help you onto your feet, as Queen Grand Queen Mut'ah says. But she will not help you onto your feet to cripple you. Enabling cripples people. Enabling cripples people. So do not expect to call on Ast or Aset for a situation where you need to get up on your feet and take care of something yourself. Okay? She's not your fairy godmother. She helps you to become strong. She takes a lot of blows in the process. And that's her act of sacrifice. But she helps you to become strong. Come to the end of our session. And again, this was just the tip of the iceberg regarding Aset or Ast. If you want to learn more, you can contact us about classes at Akeru Kemetic Temple, and Akeru Temple of the True Living Waters. Our website is akerukemetictemple.info. And I want to thank you again for joining me. If you have any further questions, any feedback, if you want to find out more in terms of bookings, lectures, not only for myself but also for our wonderful priesthood members who have varying levels of expertise in a number of different disciplines, including health and healing modalities and wisdom keeping. Certainly, please contact us. I want to share with you the fact that I send you my love and also my positive hope for your positive growth. Keep an eye on your family. Stay strong for your family. Be encouragement for your family. Be inspiration for your family. In Akeru Temple, we say Mereya, which means much, much love. I am Reverend Dr. Queen Mother Imaku. Mereya.
For I am Ray. I am the one who dwells in the eye of being. It is my protection and strength. I come forth. I shine. I am renewed. I am the awakened light of the future. I traverse millions of years and now, in this age, in this moment, I have commanded my spirit. I rule by the power of my mouth to exact speech and exact silence. I hold the balance. I am the Great One, of the Great One. I am within the power seat of Ray and Rayet. No evil or hostile thing is against me. I open the door of heaven. I rule upon my throne. Reborn on this day, no longer the child walking yesterday's road, today I have returned for my people through Nehes and Buna waking my people. Nehes and Buna waking all. Nehes and Buna waking. Awaken. The sun, we are the one we've been waiting for. We are the sun. You, the sun is coming. We are the sun. We are the sun. We are the sun. Alukure, I am the sun. Alukure, I am the sun. Alukure, I am the sun. a new Kerub. We are the divine life without. Be the life within.
Like you know, we're the ones you've been waiting for.